caution, 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 to prevent electric shock. Do not remove cover. No use in serviceable parts inside. Refer servicing to qualified service personnel. Let this be the evidence for my heart. Cupid put too much poison in the dark. This is the evidence for my heart. Because it's gone. And life goes on and on and on. And death goes on.
Hey everybody, welcome to Thursday. We're here coming at you live from the Asymmetric Publications offices in Mesa, Arizona.
Woo-hoo!
It's Jack and Xenophobe and Riffin' Hot Stuff.
Woohoo! Yeah.
Xenophobe, Riffin' Hot Stuff, we're very excited.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can. This recording program has like a applause thing in it, so I can pretend that we're doing things that are very pleasing to our live studio audience.
Of a dog.
But we're not doing that.
Anyway. Yeah. So, joining us tonight in the studio is my new dog. The dog who doesn't really have a name yet, and you listeners should send in suggestions for names for the dog.
That was the first idea.
It's like a 7-week-old female chocolate lab. Yeah.
You should send in suggestions of the dog's name where the dog's name is Dinner, because that's a good name for
Yeah, Xenophobe insists that Dinner is the best
Raffle
name for the dog.
I think Raffle is a good name, but I'm told that's not a good
Raffle?
Name for a female dog. Yeah.
Raffle?
Raffle.
Huh. What about Waffle? It's spelled W-O-F-L.
That sounds like a radio station.
Yes, it does. What would WOFL stand for? We own few listeners.
Yes.
We often
feel
listless.
Leprechauns.
We often feel listless.
Leprechauns doesn't. Oh yes, never mind.
Malrubia says, "I suppose it's too late, but would you consider letting us fight crypt monsters before? Oh crap! Out of time." That was from last time.
I think no.
Letting us fight crypt monsters before what? Do you suppose?
Before the crypt opens?
Before dinner?
Yeah.
Before all offhand items become offhand.
During the sorcerer's fight?
Yeah. Haha, good old Ashalant.
Yeah.
Today, while we were making items offhand...
that was yesterday.
Hot Stuff... Oh, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Hot Stuff ran the code to offhandize Flaming Talons while Ashalant was in the middle of the sorcerer's fight, so he suddenly didn't have him equipped anymore, and he was like, Raffle, lol, point. Because he got Pwnt by the naughty sorceress.
Pwnt?
yeah, people keep telling us that we should weigh in on the forums and say that we're not done changing stuff yet.
We're never done changing stuff.
We're never done changing stuff, yeah.
They things just keep on...
Well, this time we're particularly not done changing
stuff. This is going to be a busy month, folks.
Yeah. It really is. It has been a busy month. We've gotten some good work done here lately.
We're getting busy.
Neville DiJacobi asks a question that's a pretty common misconception. Something dawned on me. The calendar of loathing girls slash guys were all drawn by the DJ Space Monkey, yes? It is credited to Space Monkey with an E, however, which is a different character. Space Monkey with an E is the person who drew the girls of loathing. The boys of loathing were drawn by Sin. But Space Monkey, I believe the original Space Monkey no longer plays. I don't know that the Space M-O-N-K-E-Y is the same person. Phoenix confirms that it is not.
No, that's his user ID is far too high for that.
This new Space Monkey is apparently Nama's ex-boyfriend, who is not the one who drew. It's not a girl like the original Space Monkey. So.
Oh, is the original Space Monkey? I didn't know.
Yeah, the original Space Monkey was the girls of loathing were drawn by a girl, and the boys of loathing were drawn by a. I guess you'd call Sin a woman.
Probably.
But Space Monkey, she'll be a woman soon.
Get out of my head.
The Dog God says, additional sell button down the bottom of the new checkbox page. I actually had considered asking for that myself. Just another copy of the form. Morbank said, it would be awesome if maple syrup had chug instead of drink for its consume link. Yes, it would. And that's going in as soon as I get a chance.
I'll just do it right now.
Okay. Awesome.
I remember we were a long time ago
talking about putting guzzle as the verb on the ice cold beers.
Yeah. We were talking about making all sorts of
beers. Yeah, we were going to have like random ones.
I mean, I feel like that's the kind of thing that's funnier if there's only a handful of them, though.
Yeah.
What about shotgun?
Like huggle on the... How do you shotgun a beer? Hot stuff.
You crack it open and poke a hole in the bottom.
Like, no. you stab toward your mouth with a steak knife?
Yeah.
That's not how you do it. Speaking as a frat boy, the way you shotgun a beer is you take the can, open it, hold it above your head while you're drinking, and while you're drinking it, you squeeze the can and twist. It forces the beer out faster than you could ever do it otherwise.
See, I've seen people do it with a knife.
I've seen people do it with a knife.
What I did the one time I shotgunned a beer, I did it by... You bite the can... You bite the side of the can, then open the tab, and then just suck the entire beer through the bite hole.
That's way too slow.
I used to do that with lemonade.
You get the beer down
in like
two gulps.
But it's faster if you do the can.
I won't deny that you are definitely a faster beer drinker than I am when you put your mind to it. So
yeah.
We've seen Xenophobe down an entire pint of Guinness in basically one swallow. It's an amazing sight to behold. Ron says, I don't know who he is, which is why I'm asking you, but does the guy who does the podcast for you include the Thursday shows? Because those are the only ones I miss as it ends at 1 a.m. on the East Coast. I don't know if he does or not. I feel like maybe not, but, you know, it would be okay if he did, since they're all pretty much archived. In the absence of something going wrong, they're all archived on jickshow.asymmetric.net. Speaking of which, Green Jeans says, hey, Jack, hope things are well for you. Quick question. Could you sort your jickshow.asymmetric.net into subfolders of month of broadcast? It's not too bad right now, but it will get worse as more shows are added. Thanks. Yeah, that's a problem I'll deal with when it occurs. yeah, it is getting kind of big. I wish I could get Sam to automatically have the correct bitrate on the files that it creates. Because I have to... I basically, like... It records the 64K stream, and then I have to convert it to a 32K bitmap, or bitmap, 32K bitrate MP3 so that it's easier to download. You know, smaller...
Oh, I think that it's probably on purpose that it just makes the huge file, because that way you'd
want better quality, but I just wish there was a way to... I mean, there might be a way to set that, so that would be one less step, and so it'd be... I broke the fight script on dev.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. At some point here... at some point I'm going to have to take a 5-minute break and fix the stuff that I just did. We're changing the way that... this will actually probably roll out pretty soon. We're changing the way that elemental resistance works. It'll now... You'll have, like, sort of varying levels. The items will have... I don't know what I'm going to... Right now, it's minor, moderate, and serious.
No.
Elemental. You got to stay with the alliteration, man.
I don't know.
Majestic.
I like majestic.
Minor.
Major.
Minor, moderate, and major. But that isn't funny.
How about, like, a bit, but some, and lots?
We got to have eight levels.
Eight levels? No.
Yeah, there's got to be eight levels.
There's going to be eight levels eventually.
Man.
So basically, your protection will stack. Like, if you have one Pine Fresh Air Freshener, it'll protect you from 10% of stench damage. But if you have three on, it'll protect you from 30% of stench damage. And you'll be able to stack them higher than the existing elemental protection goes. So, like, you know, if you have Sauce Sphere, Elemental Sauce Sphere, and an Ass Hat,
Plexiglass Pinky,
and the Plexiglass Pinky Ring, and three Pine Fresh Air Fresheners, then
I think that's impossible.
Then you'll get... Oh, well, yeah, because of the accessory slot. But anyway, let's say you did have all those. First of all, congratulations for figuring out a way to equip four accessories. And second of all, you'd have like 60% damage reduction against stench monsters, man. And it'd be like... You'd be freaking out at how little damage you were taking, man. Anyway, so, because, I mean, basically right now, if you have a Sauce Sphere, you don't need, you know, you don't get any benefit from any other forms of protection. Having your protection actually stack up makes it a little more interesting. It makes, it takes a lot of equipment in a game that's not particularly useful right now, and makes it so, you know, at times you can use it, but...
And it allows us to do something which we're in the process of thinking out right now, which is adding a bunch of enchantments to stuff that does not have enchantments.
Yeah. Basically, any item in the game that drops or is crafted will have enchantments. The only pieces of equipment that will no longer have enchantments, or that won't have enchantments in the future, are NPC store-bought weapons and armor. And we're also going to put a new NPC store in town that sells varying degrees of weapon, hat, and pants for to fill in some kind of gaps there.
In related news, Maple Syrup now has a chugling instead of a drink link.
Excellent.
Drink link.
Has a chug lug instead of a drink link?
Exactly.
001 says, why don't you just set up the KOL calendar to display directly under the campground? The clan must have trouble knowing the days. Yeah, we need campground calendars. That's been a back burner project for a long time. We've been thinking about doing kind of a contest to the players to do 12 months of artwork.
What if
in a small format, and then have a calendar store where you can buy different people's calendars and they get a minor cut of the
name. That'd be kind
of
hot.
What if you implemented it into the quest log, and then you could make notes on the calendar days for upcoming things?
I don't know about the ability to... I don't know about having the ability to have each... I mean, that table would get huge if it was one record per player per calendar. I mean, we basically turned the quest log into Outlook. People could share their quest log calendars with each other.
Make little presentations.
And then the worms would come, and people would just start infecting everyone else. Send all their items to one person. Because we're Microsoft. Anyways.
Weirbear suggests minor, major, and Mondo.
What about Mongo instead of Mondo?
Mongo-like candy.
Parse says, the frozen Nunchaku have a +3 damage bonus. Could this be cold damage, or am I just a bit too over-enthusiastic with the elemental change?
I actually I read that question, and then I went into the item spindler, and I I changed it to be +2 melee damage, +2 physical damage, and +2 cold damage.
Oh.
Okay,
nice.
Because that is more in line with what...
Only one of the handles of the Nunchaku is
based on, so based on its power.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to hold that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want the cold one on the one you're holding. Yeah.
Except for the fact that you hold both of the ends of the Nunchaku.
Well, and the description says it makes your hands numb when you hold them. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So maybe half of each Nunchuk is... Yeah.
It's cold. This is the tips.
It's cold, yeah.
Well, the one that you've been holding is slightly warmer.
Oh, okay. All right. Maybe there's no way to keep the chain cold.
Yeah. Maybe one side could be hot and the other side could be cold like that dude in the Thundercats.
Oh, yeah.
one side of the dude or one side of his nunchucks?
One side of his nunchucks. Remember, they were. It was like one stick was red and one stick was blue. So. You've never seen the goddamn Thundercats? What is wrong with you?
The goddamn Thundercats are better than the regular Thundercats.
I forget. Did they form into one giant thing?
No.
No.
Thundercats didn't.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
What was
I guess if you consider a family to be a thing.
Yeah.
Didn't one of them form the head?
No.
One of them gave the head most of the time, but never formed
really?
The head.
What was the female name of the Thundercats?
Chitara.
Chitara. I was thinking about
she was naked in the first episode, man.
Yeah. Moving on.
Was she the cause of the sexual awakening of many an adolescent furry?
Yes, yes. Her, well, not so much furry, but I was going to say her and Daisy Duke.
Did they have crafts? Which
and Princess Leia. In Princess Leia and the Solid Gold.
No, they had a tank that kind of looked like a cat.
Okay,
you were completely thinking of something completely different.
Yeah.
Around that time slot...
There was a Voltron made of cats.
Yeah.
Or was Voltron made of cats?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing at all.
Is Voltron made out of cats?
Yeah, it's made out of lions.
Yeah.
Oh, well then that's what I'm thinking of. Huh.
Dumbass.
So, Thundercats, ho. Oh.
That would have sucked to be the lion that just had to bite onto like a sword handle all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be...
or the one that your face is suddenly somebody's foot.
Yeah.
That would suck.
Anyways, Fineldar says, instead of getting banned for spoilers, whenever they type, they should turn into Smurf. That is not possible.
Yeah, if you want to write logic for figuring out whether somebody's spoiling something or not, like,
no, I think
you've got
a
job.
They're saying that well, maybe not. Mods would have another command, like, spoil ban, and instead of for an hour or however long you're
or
banned,
they could just
you can't
ban
say
them.
Anything except for Smurf. Which is kind of funny, but...
It would be really annoying.
People would just spam.
And I mean, plus you'd only be able to say it once because the repetition filter would catch it. And
Chat is complicated.
Yeah, chat is complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated and broken.
Bunny Up Handler says the chat pane does not comprehend front slashes and will not display them even if you type them.
I think he means backslashes.
The word backslashes?
I shall try it.
I mean, I can see front slashes. Backslashes it's going to cut out because screw that, man.
Nope.
You don't
I can type front slashes, but not backslashes.
You don't need no backslashes.
What if you doubled them up?
Hey, you know what I can do that you guys can't? I can type haiku into any channel.
Can I double them up?
Oh, wow. Awesome.
I can also do the
kind of haiku that would normally get somebody banned,
nope,
which is just like
slashes.
Line break, lol, line break. That was what I figured the haiku channel would be full of when I first made it.
It's been remarkably well self-moderated.
You know what sucks, though? I can't ever... As soon as I listen to that channel, the traffic in it suddenly just deluges. Like,
does
it
happen whenever you go into any channel, though?
You know? Yeah, but I mean, I don't...
You need
it's worse for the haiku.
You need
channel.
A disguise.
Yeah,
you need to make a new character that...
Chat and multi.
Yeah.
I did for a long time. I was a furry pirate. And it was neat. I went in
you always having cyber sex with all those mods.
Yeah. I checked to see if I would get fucked over in the trade channel, because I just, like, gave myself, like, 10 can lids, and I wanted to trade, and I'm like, hey, are these can lids worth anything? And somebody, like, said, hey, if you go and search them all, you'll see that they're worth this. I'll give you this much for them. And I'm like, oh, okay. Thucks, lol. Want a Yif Cyber? Yar! And they were like, no. But then Bette Noir was really nice to me. Somebody made fun of me, and Bette Noir, like, patted me on the head.
Aww.
That's a great story.
Oh, Ducky Fresh wants me to announce that the winners of her contest were Danger Pin and Zestral.
Woo!
Bray for Danger Pin and Zestral.
That applause thing again?
I probably can't. You can't hear it. Congratulations, Danger Pin and Zestral. Wow, I have too many windows open.
Yeah. Huh, this is something that gets asked every once in a while, but this is a different one. Vorthok says, why can't you combine a bum cheek and the ring of half-ass regeneration to get a ring of full-ass regeneration?
That is one of the perennial questions. That
it's usually two rings of half-ass.
Yeah, it's usually two rings of half-ass
regeneration. I felt like reading it because it was a different recipe.
Yeah.
But no.
Can you imagine the size of that rock?
Yeah, it would be like wearing a butt on your hand.
A kidney stone?
Wow.
Yeah. Beth Style says, why can you not put stuff in from Hank's into your mall store? Because I'm lazy.
You can take it out of Hank's and then put it in your mall store.
Yeah.
Oh, but only if you're not in Ronin or Hardcore.
Bunny and Bandler also asked, there should be some random chat channel that no one is told about. Something like /C wheelbarrel. If it was /C secret, it would be secret. Or is there one already? There are actually 14 secret chat channels.
So much depends on a...
And none of them are fake.
/C wheelbarrel.
Yeah. I mean, we can make a bunch of other things that weren't words. It took me a while to notice that that was, you know, wheelbarrow instead of... Yeah. What else?
Yeah, Arcon says,
Ron says, in compact mode, can you make it so that when you right-click the adventure link, you go to the sub-area of the adventure so you can do the same thing as in full mode? Huh.
That would be weird.
Yeah, I don't think you can really...
It's the way the right-click script works, it like, checks everything you click to see if it's a link, and rather than just making each individual link have its own context menu. So it would be... And that's sort of the way it has to work, because otherwise most browsers will just not show that menu. So...
I don't even pretend to understand how that thing works. I just use the shit out of it every day.
Yeah, I love it.
It's an awesome feature.
Yeah. If you're an admin in the game, you have a whole bunch of different other options you can choose for it, like banning and disabling and all sorts of other fun things that you can't do.
Insert players.
LOTE suggests something that I'm not going to say out loud because it's kind of a funny idea.
Oh, that first one after Death Styles?
Yeah. Torek says, so, are those bugs termites? We don't seem to be able to keep the bowl, and if it's such a nice bowl, I really would like to keep it. No, just like you can't keep the bottles when you drink a bottle of tequila, and you can't keep the...
I thought you ate the bottle.
The frying pan that the chow mein comes in.
I thought you ate that, too.
You do, actually. It's a chocolate frying pan.
Wow, that must not heat very well.
Yeah.
It makes your stove a giant.
I mean, it heats really evenly for a few seconds.
Yeah.
Then it's... Ron asks if you can set up a way so that notes K-mail you in a certain amount of days if you want for long-term reminders. I don't know about that. I think if you just pay attention to your notes, you'll... You know, be able to kind of simulate that by saying, 3 days from now, remember to X. Vlad Slipshod says, nice one, Jick. I like the exclamatory remarks at the end of your completed quests. Shazam!
Shazam!
I'm going to run out of those. I'm going to need... I'll need
well, I'm sure we're gonna
the rest of the guys here to bend their minds to a huge list of...
Our minds are already pretty bent.
Congratulatory exclamations.
After a while, we'll just start making some of them up. Like... Forsooth! And,
Zunes! Great Caesar's Ghost!
Great Googly Moogly! We could just watch Anchorman and every single thing that he says.
Just write it down.
They told me that so much of Anchorman was ad-libbed, and they just recorded every scene. They had something like 150 hours of footage.
Spinal Tap was like that.
They picked the funniest ones and put it in.
There wasn't a script. It was just...
Left says the quest log is genius. Thank you. Acting!
Brilliant!
Ron says, now that jewelry is a bigger thing. Why did jewelry become a bigger thing? Is it the offhanding of stuff?
Yeah. The one that increases damage is now more valuable because the flaming talons can only... You know, you can only have one of them now.
There's gonna be more stuff.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: a lot of other items are going to become more valuable. A lot of items that don't have enchantments now are gonna have enchantments. And also, the places where we've seriously broken stuff, we're going to look at that and fix it. I mean, it's not like we ever just fuck stuff up and leave it that way.
At the same time, having to make choices as a Moxie class about whether you want to use your two-handed weapon or something else, and like. You know, like if you want to farm for that one-handed ranged weapon.
Yeah, no, I'm all about there being some rare one-handed ranged weapons or some cheap and, you know, some shitty one-handed ranged weapons.
I mean, the rarest and the best one right now is the Can of Maces.
Which just comes from the Daily Dungeon.
Yeah, so it's just basically super rare.
Yeah.
For a given hardcore run.
But, I mean, when we make the weapon and armor store, we're going to have, you know, we're going to be... I don't know, I kind of need to sit down and figure out, like, where are there gaps in this stuff, you know, like, Is there a big power range where there are no ranged weapons, for instance? And so, you know, do we...
I think, just as a minor example, if you don't include the ore crossbows, between Kentucky Fried crossbow and the Star crossbows is a huge gap, yeah, for instance.
So, I mean, you know, there might be times where it makes sense for you to buy some cheap shit weapon from the store because it does more damage than...
Yeah.
Than the best enchanted weapon that you can get.
But then you might have some way to make it better.
Oh, that's true. That's true. We've done a tremendous amount of work and brainstorming and on the Seal Clubber consumable crafting skill, and that
Zomg.
And that is actually Zomg, pretty close. Pretty close to coming out. We got it's gonna be fun writing a lot of these stupid jokes.
Yeah. They're soul crushingly bad jokes.
Yeah, they really are. Just sitting around talking about these things today, we came up with so many horrible jokes for the item descriptions. I think Mr. Skullhead's gonna be here for
Yeah, he'll be here on Friday
for a day,
or tomorrow.
Yeah, nice. Tomorrow, so maybe he'll have another day to sit around and so we can just get a lot of that writing.
Yeah. If we get the items in the database tonight or tomorrow, then we can just set him loose on that.
Yeah, we can do that. The reason I didn't do it, I don't really want to spindle them. I'd rather write, just do like a big batch of queries so that they all go in order. Like I do. Well, like when I added the tiny plastics, I just generated a list of 32 SQL statements.
Okay.
I mean... It's getting a lot more important that they be done in the right order.
Yeah.
It is a lot more complicated.
Or you can just do it on the item spindler yourself.
That's true.
I mean, you could also just, like, if you get them out of order, you can just rename them. Because they're not going to be anything special until we've implemented them. Which
I could also just write a script to add them.
You could. If you were of the mind to do that.
You could write a script which would write a script that would add them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I could write a PHP script to generate some HTML with some JavaScript in it that generated the SQL statements and then called another page.
That was written in Perl?
Yeah, yeah.
To answer our
question.
And then
put the entire thing in a C wrapper.
I don't think we're gonna have the hippies drop stuff that's specific to Canada because it's...
Yeah, anyway, I didn't actually read the rest of Ron's question, but he said, now that jewelry is a bigger thing, don't you think the hippie jewelry maker should drop some of the Canadian things? Maybe a slightly rarer drops, but every so often he could yield a ring setting or pliars. I gotta say, it does bother me a little bit that you get the Pork Elf jewels on every run,
auto-sell.
But can only do anything with them. Yes, I understand that they're valuable in terms of auto sell, but it's... I don't know.
If you're softcore, you can pull some pliers.
Oh, that's true.
If you're not, then the meat is worthwhile. So, I mean,
back when I played the game, I almost always auto-sold them.
I generally tried not to auto-sell them. I, like, would auto-sell them if I had to, but otherwise I would wait and sell them in the mall after I was all done.
Glebs asks, how about changing the Naughty Sorcerer's quest name in the log to the Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny?
Yeah, that's what all these guys wanted. But I don't want to just rip off something that's so...
I like the one you've got.
I'm going to push for us to actually amend it a little bit so that as you get further and further in the quest, you get more and more...
Yeah, the idea is that the first stage is called the Ultimate Conflict, and then the second stage is the Ultimate Epic Conflict, and it just keeps getting longer and longer and longer.
Eventually it's like 21 words.
Yeah. Son of the Revenge of the Ultimate.
Although I'm pretty sure there are only 18 stages to that flag. So.
But you need at least 21 words to hold them all.
I did finally watch the entire Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny thing. And then I learned how much I should hate E-Bomb's World.
Yeah.
Wonko Sane wants to know if you're going to PAX this year.
I don't know.
Were you disappointed this most recent year? It wasn't as cool as the first time you went?
Yeah, it just wasn't... It wasn't anywhere near as fun this time. And I don't know why. There were too many people there. It was super chaotic. Like, I didn't get to do anything the entire time I was at PAX this year. Like, the first time, they were demoing a bunch of tabletop games, right? So you could sit... I, like, sat down and I played a few games at Diceland, and it was fun, you know, because there were people there like, hey... person walking by, you want to try a game of Diceland? And I'd be like, sure. But in this one, the tabletop area was, like, in the back, and all it was tournaments. Like, at every point during every day, there was some kind of tournament going on, and in the room, that's all people were doing. There was like a free play console room where you could check out games and play at a console with however many people, but we never figured out how to actually do it. We never figured out where to get in line. We never figured out like how to tell if there was a wait or not. Like it was just, it was like there were so many people there, and they talk about how much better organized it was, but
did you actually read any of the literature that you might have been given?
Yeah. Huh. Nothing really. I mean, it's like I have a hard time when I'm in a big crowd of people, like asking for help with anything. Like, I mean, there's just the, it strikes me that it seems like a crowd with a pretty high incidence of like social anxiety, and so it seems like it's kind of
goes hand in hand with being on the internet.
Yeah, and, but it, I mean, it seems counterproductive to have a gathering of nerds where it's impossible to tell what's going on without asking like one of the girls who's working there. You know, like I just.
Huh.
I don't know. It just wasn't. It wasn't nearly as cool as. I mean, the exhibition hall was more interesting.
Flush Online died. Awesome.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, there are 300 or 3,000 people on one server right now. Isn't
excellent.
That hot?
Jeez.
I'm going to restart it and then bounce a bunch of people because I'm.
Yeah. Damn. Okay. Sorry, kids.
let's see here.
You may have noticed that Rollover's been long and/or strange.
Yeah.
That's because it's been long and/or strange.
And this and estranged.
Isn't that what the Grateful Dead said? What a long, strange rollover it's been.
Maybe. All right.
So there's like 12
for a bunch of you. You're going to suddenly have a small poke followed by a burning sensation.
I'm seeing like 1,200 people on Dust 4.
Huh.
And that's.
Oh yeah. It's probably because Flush Online wasn't clearing out the old entries and.
All right. Huh, so did that die at Rollover? Surely not, because there's people logged on to every server.
It's hard to say, I don't know. But anyway.
We're having some trouble. The way that we're doing the backups every night now makes it so we have to down the database server, and that's causing all kinds of fucked up problems. Like, it's just crawlingly slow for the first, like, 10 minutes after it comes back up, and our theory is that MySQL usually has all kinds of stuff cached in memory, and the longer it runs, the more efficient it gets, because it figures out which things are being accessed the most.
And these database servers have, like, a million gigs of RAM or something.
Yeah, I think they have 8.
It's probably a million gigs, I would say.
It's close to a million.
It's a lot of gigs.
Hey, Hot Stuff, can I borrow $8?
Sure.
Awesome.
I'll have to get a cashier's check.
Hey, now there's only 941 people on Dub 4.
Yeah, I just bounced everyone on Dub 4.
Hey, now there's only 516 people on Dub 4.
Imagine that.
And now I'm seeing all the people who are on my contact list who are logged on to Dub 4. They're all logging on.
That's the noise that contact lists make.
Point.
Point. Let's see here. Zen00 asks, why doesn't a rum and cola give you MP like a whiskey and cola?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe
the
rum
can also change
flat.
That.
Yeah, maybe you happen to be using your flat cola.
Maybe. Is it okay to push stuff, Jick?
Push what?
Like, if I was to make this MP change, would it be okay to push it?
Get player might still.
Anything with get player, fight is actually has a parse error in it right now on dev, so don't push that. Anything with get player is, I'm not. I did some testing. I guess anything that isn't zero will evaluate as equal to true, and zero will evaluate as equal to false.
Yeah.
Because it used to be that cold protected and hot protected and stuff was
true or
false.
Like when we're working.
Now it's like 0 through 8.
Yeah.
And so I don't think anything is going to be broken.
Yeah, it's sort of a pearl thing. Hey, you guys shut up.
What were you guys talking? What were you saying?
They're being obnoxious while we talk about.
We're not.
Games.
We're entertaining the audience with
by being obnoxious.
While
making
you guys
me to
are talking about.
Yeah. Someone, our Shaggy says that people in hardcore that were on Dub 4 grab links to other servers with the results thing and using that. But everything should be more or less evened out, and it seems to have calmed down a bit.
Sorry about that. We're just changing the way. I mean, we're getting comprehensive daily backups. So there's.
Yay!
Ever since White Wednesday, we've been doing essential nightly backups. But stuff like messages and things like that, like if
the consumption records,
if we ever crashed, consumption records. That, a lot of the big non-essential tables would have just been set back like a month, like White Wednesday style. Basically, the way Hank's was by accident last time because there was a typo.
No, it wasn't so much a typo as we just forgot to put it. Well, no, it was...
Well, no, I was backing... No, it was in there. I was backing up a table that I deleted, and so it backed up everything up to that table and then didn't... It just missed everything alphabetically after the name of that table.
Which is retarded, but...
Yeah, that's terrible behavior. But it's also retarded for me to not have it email me the output and check on it periodically or anything, so I'm sure there was that error somewhere.
You should talk to Geff and have him set it up to where the cron script can email you the results of the date.
It does, actually, but...
You should let me look at that.
Yeah,
sometime.
I should.
Is his name actually Geff?
It's G-E-F-F.
Okay.
It's Geff spelled... G-E-F-F.
Zin00 says, are you planning on doing any new game reviews sometime in the future? All the ones I found are about a year old. You should do some more publicizing, perhaps. We have done zero publicizing ever.
We can't really control the rate at which people find us.
Games have always been initiated by other people who talk to us. In July, we're going to be in San Diego at Comic-Con, which is our first actual,
first effort to put ourselves out in the world.
Because we noticed that nobody at Comic-Con recognized our KOL t-shirts and said, hey, that's cool. And so there's probably about 500 million people there.
500 million?
That have never seen
by
a
which
game.
You mean 45.
Just say everyone in the United States plus about half of the people in Canada were there.
At Comic-Con, yeah. It was hot. There's some strange people in Canada.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. There was wrestling sensation Virgil.
That's true.
Signing autographs. Oh no, wrestling superstar Virgil.
So, but actually, I mean,
is a superstar higher or lower than a sensation?
If you guys know any press on any, you know, zines or whatever,
or if you can get us on This American Life,
yeah,
that would be just the crowning achievement of my life.
That's Jake's dream is to be featured on This American Life, and then you know once he does that. We'll shut the game down.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, because that'll be it.
It just can't get any
better. Wait a minute.
Wait, I like my job.
Shit.
Just kidding.
Oh, this is great radio.
Gleeb says, you seem to update everything except the disturbing fanfic. Any plans for that? Oh, yeah. If the disturbing fanfic becomes an offhand item like all the other books.
Oh, yeah.
You could do sleazy damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Although he's talking about the disrubbing fanfic, which is completely
Die-strubing. The mono-strubing fanfic will do sleaze damage.
The tri-strubing fanfic.
That's one of the ultra rares.
Captain Strubing.
Captain Strubing. Oh, boy. My friend Greg Bjorn, who wrote the haikus in the haiku dungeon, we used to talk about getting on the intercom at Walmart and talking about Captain Stubing. That was our lifelong dream.
Now your lifelong dream is to be on
This. Now my lifelong dream is to be on This American Life, yeah. And if they're interviewing me, I'll just try and I'll work Captain Stubing into it somehow. I'll just be like, oh yeah, one of my favorite, you know, so what were your influences? Captain Stubing, definitely. Really, and that's it. That was my only influence, was Captain Stubing.
Tortuga asks, will we ever see a link from the 8-bit realm to the Crackpot Mystic's Shed? I'm chronically indolent.
What does indolent mean?
Lazy, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that.
That's a $12 word there.
Well, and also, if you were really chronically indolent, wouldn't you have just used the words lazy, which is fewer letters to type? So I think there's something nefarious going on.
Averse to activity, effort, or movement. Habitually lazy. Huh. Conducing to or encouraging laziness.
Well, so and chronically is thus redundant. So further disproving your case, man.
Yeah, you're not lazy at all. Just click the buttons. Come on.
In the amount of time it took you to construct that sentence, you could have clicked it 200 times.
Please don't click the button 200 times.
Touchos says, could you change the distribution of jewels from the Pork Elf goodie sacks? I got 5 bacon stones, which is about as much use as an ashtray on a motorbike. At least one of each would be nice.
The distribution is the same as it's ever been.
You got the same odds for each one.
Yeah.
Did you change it? I think he's saying, would you change it? Would you, could you, in a box? Could you with a fox?
Could you with Courtney Cox?
Could you on a bagel with cream
also,
cheese and lox?
Also, I'd like to point out, if the motorbike wasn't moving, an ashtray would actually be very useful.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that most people who would use motorbikes smoke.
I don't know
I could invent a motorbike ashtray.
I don't want a pickle. I just want to ride on my motorcycle. That's a good song.
Bunny of Bambler says, on Monday he said that the new Strange Leaf concert would roll out tomorrow, but it isn't out yet. If you make it so you push it out and roll over during the show, no.
I don't remember saying that.
I don't remember that being said on Monday.
I think they said a week, maybe. That might have been it, but that's also possibly not true.
We got distracted by more important things.
Like shinies. That's mostly my fault. I just need to do the last bit of bug checking and description adding. And
There's some other things we need to finalize and finish.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Xenophobe is the new me. There's like two projects that are just waiting on him to do stuff.
I'm lazy.
It's great. I love not being that. I love not being the bottleneck for every project now.
You're just the bottleneck for most of the projects now.
Hippie Griff says, if KOL has taught me one thing, it's to never accept fruit salad from Jick, because he's a damn weirdo that puts tomatoes and olives in fruit salad and can't tell the difference between a banana.
Okay, we had to beat him with leather straps to put the tomatoes and olives in.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was not his fault.
Yeah.
His defense.
Hippie Griff also says, and on that topic, I really want a shirt that says, I gave the monkey 1,000 items and all I got was this lousy seal clubbing club.
But the shirt would be lying because it isn't a seal clubbing club. We could give you a seal clubbing club that says that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but it's like a Magritte t-shirt.
Oh. This is not a seal clubbing club.
On the back. Yeah, this is not French.
In French?
Isn't seal clubbing just a single
word? Or a seal clubbing club that says French this is not a banana.
Because, I mean, that's all they did for thousands of years was club seal. In Canada.
Oh, right.
You know.
Yeah, because the French can, yeah, damn. Rudiger says, also, if we can't have the flaming goat cock in game, we should at least be able to combine the goat cheese with something to get flaming goat cheese. Perhaps the flaming goat cheese could then be combined with a poultry geist to get the flaming goat cock. I don't understand where this flaming goat cock thing came from.
That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I don't remember. Let's see here. NES Outlaw says, why does the magic lamp use the right parenthesis image? It should be the left parenthesis image. Should it? I can never remember which is which.
I think a right parenthesis is a weapon.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Well,
it just changed it from R paren to L paren.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is a...
Are you sure that it uses the wrong one?
You know, this is kind of sad because I play NetHack all the time, and I should know this, but I can't remember. While everybody's clicking and trying to do that once and when to answer another
That's
question.
Fixed.
Neon Gray says, I think if you're completely naked, you should do sleaze damage. Nah, being completely naked doesn't automatically imply sleaziness, though it certainly has a greater propensity for it.
Consider all those famous Renaissance paintings.
Yeah, those aren't sleazy.
Yes, they are.
Let's see here. Bangjui says, leather masks should give you sleaze resistance.
We're working on stuff.
Yeah.
But not.
Rickett asks, will Lunge Smack be one of the level 13 to 15 skills for Seal Clubbers if when they are rolled out?
No.
It's been retired. If you have it, congrats. If not...
I'm still sad to lose that.
Does it do anything still?
It does. It's not affected by Eye of the Stoat. Mm. So it's actually a lot less effective than anything else. I mean, no one would actually really use it.
Werebear points that you can submit work to This American Life.
But this is a game, not work.
Yeah.
But I don't want to. I mean, it. I don't. I want somebody. I want to be discovered, man. I don't want to. Yeah. The idea of advertising makes me uneasy.
Uneasy and queasy.
Yeah. It ain't easy being sleazy. Yeah.
Dr. Van Mojo asks, is there any chance of the game being altered to support some non-standard English characters? And then he goes on the list of bunch that I can't pronounce. And username-able content. It usually just opens up the avenue for people putting obnoxious characters into the user-definable string stuff. And especially, like, the Unicode versions of vowels to evade the profanity filter.
Yeah.
And is one. And, like, the no-break spaces, and then, like, the gigantic Koran symbol.
Incredibly annoying.
Yeah.
So, I'm pretty content with just allowing the stuff you've been asking personally.
I, A lot of people are asking about the whole crossbow and staff thing. I have... Yeah, I'm beginning to really. I mean, okay, we've been talking about making the staff skill allow you to equip staves one handed, and either the skill or the special sauce glove would allow you to equip a staff and use it. I don't know. I mean, my idea is that instead of hitting stuff with it now, you're like, you know, beating it against the ground and shooting bolts of energy at them or whatever, so that, I mean, it would maybe start doing elemental damage, like, you know, entirely elemental damage, or maybe they do something, maybe they hit based on, I mean, they already hit based on mysticality, so maybe their damage bonus comes from mysticality too, if you have the skill or whatever. But the more that I think about it, I don't know. It would be a gigantic pain in the ass to code that. To have, you know, custom outfits all would have to check for whether you had that skill or not, and I don't know. Yeah. Well, no, they always have been a gigantic pain in the ass. They've just been a relatively stable pain in the ass for the last year or so. I've been told that everybody's mics are dead except mine.
Someone tripped over the mic cord.
Oh, god damn it. I wonder how long that's been going on. Well, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, kids. There's too many people walking through here.
Yeah.
I wonder how long we've been
To recap, we've just reset the entire game. So
yeah, sorry, guys.
Yeah, that was my fault.
We asked if, I mean, Xenophobe asked if anybody had a problem with it, and nobody said anything, so...
Yeah.
We decided that,
Also, we have Boozer Bear in the audience, and we were talking about crossbows and staves and how things are cool and how custom outfits need to be deleted. Which is only what I think, not what anyone else thinks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we can deal with not...
So, yeah, I think that the... I'm not personally in favor of having... one-handed crossbow skill from Crossbow Fever.
I do like the idea. I mean, one of the tweaks we're testing is that Crossbow Fever, what it does is it increases your crossbow damage by one per whatever level you are, which is nice. And it helps get rid of the plink, plink, plink strategy that I kind of dislike.
Well, it's still a plink, plink, plink strategy, but it takes less plinks.
But it's like plink, plink, plink.
But I honestly really like the fact that you have to choose between using a crossbow and
or
the offhand items that are available.
Alt alien.
Yeah, no, so do I. You guys want to answer a couple questions while I fix the fight script on Dad?
Sure. XPlagCore says, I'm willing to donate a million meat to be raffled off as a donation to the radio show. We don't do contests of any sort.
We also don't do white slavery, assuming you're white.
Yeah.
We don't do any slavery at all, assuming you're any.
Where are you going with that?
I have no idea what I'm even talking about.
Tenzor Angel 3 asks, why are softcore permanent skills not available when you free the king? I'm assuming you mean after you complete a hardcore run, and this is because it would allow you to take softcore skills as hardcore permanent skills, and that would be bad.
Lucifer asks, how many pails exist in the game? A clan might of his is trying to acquire a number equal to his player ID, and we're curious if it's actually possible. Well, I mean, technically, given a long enough timeline, you can get one per ascension.
One per ascension, yeah.
So there's definitely a feasible goal.
I'm going to run a query to look. That's how to slow the game.
In fact, it goes up by one every time anybody ascends. Well, it could.
No.
Not necessarily.
Some people don't bother going to do the pail quest. Like, I never did.
Yeah, but in any sense that I don't think it's possible at this point, assuming your friend has a 6-digit player ID, because they haven't been implemented. Well, I don't know, maybe they have. But people get them that often.
Let's see here. T-Bird asks, is this going to be on the KOL radio? No.
Yeah.
Never.
Disco Fiva asks an interesting question. He says, will we ever be expecting a theme song for KOL? If so, when? It just so happens that... the mini bosses are playing on Tuesday, and we're going to go to the show, and we're thinking of...
It turns out they're huge fans.
Well, at least one of them.
One of them is a huge fan
of the game. And so we're considering asking them, or trying to see if we can commission them to write a Naughty Sorceress theme song, which we would then make it, you know, available as an MP3 potentially in the game, so you, if the game had music, this is what the music would sound like at this point.
Yeah.
So you can play it while you fight the Naughty Sorceress.
I want to put it as an embedded MIDI into the page, but I'm sure everyone would shoot me if I did that, because that would be, yeah.
Maybe I think I've stuck myself in some kind of infinite redirect loop in the fight script here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Wigglebot asks, can we be gay cowboys together right after the sunset? Tra-la-tra-la-la. Only if we can eat pudding while we're doing it.
Pudding.
I didn't think Wigglebot was male.
Why is this? There's something
wrong.
I don't think you need to be male to be a gay cowboy.
Oh, well, I guess you can be gay and not male. I forget about that sometimes. Let's see here.
Wow, this is weird. The fight script is taking...
Yeah.
Hours to execute.
CD Boyer asks the question, which has a lot of people worried as shit. Why not solve the knife edge of one day ascension problem, making hockey sticks offhand or one equipable?
I like that idea, but the problem is it would piss people off way too much.
The hockey sticks are one of those items that people have paid, like, serious cash for, and unlike the Hypnodisc, which had kind of been rendered undesirable because of the Jekyll and Hyde belts and the Mr. Accessory Jr., so which became much more valuable when we made them offhand. If we made the hockey sticks offhand, it would probably make a lot of people extremely angry, and I don't know how we'd feel about the backlash. It does make a lot more sense, although Jick is of the opinion that they should be a weapon instead of offhand.
What if we made them three times as powerful and made them a weapon?
Well, then we sort of invalidate the... Well, aside from the fact that you're joking.
Not really.
But they kind of invalidate the purpose of the icicle, which is a donation item.
Yeah. And
so
we can make it three times as powerful and make it an offhand.
Yeah.
Three times as powerful is just way overpowered, though.
Yeah, what would that be, like, plus 90 to monster?
Holy crap.
Yeah. Well, the kingdom is crawling. Awesome.
Yeah, I don't... We got some problems.
Do we have 99 of them?
We got the 1,900 people logged on.
Well, yeah, lag is one, I guess.
Phoenix Fire Rising asks, Dear Jick and Company, I've been wondering if it's possible to have an invisible option in chat, much like AIM and Yahoo do. I don't know if it's possible or even a good idea. I would certainly enjoy that, because I don't like people to know that I'm around. But, I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I still keep promising that I'm going to rewrite chat, and one of these days I will.
AIM has an invisible option?
Jick and I were discussing.
I need to find it.
I think the invisible option on AIM is not necessarily supported by the basic.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But a lot of the third-party ones use it.
Yeah. I for AIM, I just use the whitelisting feature. It works great for me.
Jick and I were discussing today the idea that we might, at some point in the future, offload chat and all like messaging to its own entire server.
Ooh.
That
would be tough.
Which would be, would be complicated in some ways, but... if, you know, at some point in the future, Asymmetric will hopefully have other games.
True, yeah.
And we would kind of like
having a unified
chat.
Having sort of a one place to log in would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Assuming we have other servers with other games in the long-term future.
You'd log into your account, and then you'd choose which game and character in that game you'd want to play.
Yeah, you know...
And sort of validate your own multis that way.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking about. It wouldn't be... I don't think it would be that hard to have, like, a login server that... Well, I don't actually know.
The login server also be the chat server just for...
Well, I don't know. I mean, the reason we started talking about this is because right now, a third of the data on the secondary database server is sent messages.
Yeah.
Which those we can't just delete those, but people when they first see that, oh, I can save outgoing messages, they check the box and then they leave it checked for the entire lifetime of their account, and they're saving stuff whether they want it or not. And it's just it's a huge. I mean, it's like a gigabyte of data just sent messages. Like,
which
right?
then every night.
Every night it adds time to the backup, and it's just. So I mean, we were thinking, I don't know, it would be kind of nice if. I don't know. I was thinking about having one account, and then you could have multiple KOL characters, right?
Sort of like the way World of Warcraft does it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if you would then be prohibited from sending stuff back and forth between characters on the same account. You know, because, I mean, that would be a way of people sort of registering their multis, you know, if they wanted to. I mean, you'd...
And then at some point we could have some sort of, like...
But, I mean, you'd still be able to... I guess you could use the clan stash to get around. Yeah,
I don't think it would be possible to stop...
But I mean, to have multiple characters and not have to remember multiple passwords or email addresses, I mean, that would stop...
Yeah.
It wouldn't stop anybody who was, you know, dedicated to creating... I mean, the provisions that we have in place now don't stop anyone who's dedicated to creating multis.
Yeah.
We track the most egregious abuses and beat down on them.
Beat down on them after the fact, yeah, but this is really all we can do. I mean, until they...
Well, I mean, thought crimes are not illegal.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, but it's just like, you know, the email address doesn't make any difference because all you have to do is get a Gmail account and just keep putting dots after the name because it just ignores anything after that. Which is kind of nice, actually, because you can tell... I mean, you could use that to tell who was selling your email address to spam places. Like, if everything you sign up for, you do your name dot the name of that place at gmail.com, and then you get a Viagra message, you see who it's to, and you know who did it.
See, I do that. I bought a domain for my email and just have infinite forwarding, or I don't forget what it's called, but basically you can send anything to that domain, and it goes to one of my email addresses,
right.
And that's how I track spam.
I have something similar. There's a site called SpamGourmet.com, which also owns Neverbox.com, and it allows you, once you register a free account with them, it lets you make up email addresses, and then email addresses or emails sent to the email addresses you make up get sent to the Spam Gourmet site, and depending on the number that you put in the address, it will forward that many messages sent to that address to you and just destroy any others. So I can make an email address that says I don't know, drpepper.3.riff@neverbox.com, and the first three emails that get sent to that address will get forwarded to my actual inbox, and all the rest of them just get burned.
That's actually really cool for doing, like, registration emails.
Yeah,
because I register for a lot of online games to see how they play, you know, and it's like...
That's exactly what I use it for.
Yeah.
Let's see. Griffin P. has a suggestion that sounds pretty similar to something that Riff is writing.
What's that?
Read it on the Bugbear Messages page.
Hey, I had an idea for a bounty hunter. You could give out...
Hey, don't...
Okay. Yeah, that's... we're working on something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, I see. You want to be Smurf the Smurf.
Yeah, but please don't say Smurf that many more times than that. That's really annoying.
Shmedi actually has an interesting thing, or an interesting point. He says, what about making Imitation Nice watch offhand, if anything it was offhand? If anything was offhand, not watches. The point of the offhand is that it's items that you would hold or would otherwise occupy
right.
in your hand. So something that would go around your wrist or something that you wear on your back or whatever
yeah.
that was an accessory is not an offhand item.
Yeah. A watch on your wrist isn't obstructing you from holding a sword in two hands.
Right, and a couple of items that had otherwise said they were pinned to the lapel were just, those descriptions had always been sort of janky because you would have otherwise held those objects in your hand and sort of retroactively made them the way they should have always been. But, yeah, that's the use of the offhand, is something that you hold or otherwise sort of occupies that hand so you can't use it for other activities.
I feel like we should maybe take a little music.
Yeah,
break.
We're an okay. hour in, so we can probably do that.
What are we going to listen to?
Music.
Play something off that fake song CD.
Oh yeah. What are some good songs after that?
Play.
The Pixies one is really good. And
all right, so we're going to play fake Pixies song. which is a minute and 43 seconds long, so we need to play some other stuff. What else on that album is good?
United States of Whatever.
That's a classic.
I like United States of Whatever. Again, 1 minute long.
Let me pull it up here. I'm All Bloody Inside is funny, and Rapbot is good.
So we're up to nearly 5 minutes of music.
Rock and Roll Horror is a duet with Jack Black.
So let's just play the entire album.
That's 2 minutes long. I don't actually... Do you have the Minibuses album on the network drive?
No, but can you play M4A files?
No.
Then it won't work.
What did you use to... Why did you rip it to that?
Because it was in iTunes. It was really easy.
Oh.
I have the CD right here if you'd like to play that instead.
I don't know how that's going to work through this broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll also play Rodeohead again. All right, so we're going to hire 5 Liam Lynch songs and then Rodeohead. So we'll be back in like 11 or 12 minutes.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then it's 3 a.m., I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then up comes Zappo. I'm like, yo, Zappo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Because this is my United States of America.
Well, I'm just a bag of guts and stuff, and I'm all bloody inside. A thin layer of skin is all that holds it in, and I'm all bloody inside. And if you see me, oh, don't wanna be me, no. You'd probably close your eyes. And inside me, well, it's dark and gross as hell. I'm not a pretty sight, 'cause I'm all bloody inside. I'm just a walking, talking bag of guts and stuff, and I'm all bloody inside. right. If you want to get to know me, then I suggest you start on the outside. Cause I'm sure that that's my good side. And if you see me, oh, don't want to be me, no. You probably close your eyes. And inside me, well, it's dark and gross as hell. And I'm not a pretty sight. Cause I'm all bloody inside. Cause I'm all bloody inside. Well, I'm gay, be a robot, but a Mac. Get all the ladies in my thoughts, reading action. The MC, the features, and technology. I may be made of metal like a griddle or a kettle, but I'll break it up and kick it like a rapper, freaking devil. All the brothers call me G. I'm putting the ladies on the other road, tech. You don't want what I got, cause I go with the sign of your stuff. And you don't want what I got, cause you'll never beat a motherfucking rap on. This is a lyric, calculate the time. I got a built-in MIDI out digital mind. I'm gonna need a digital mind. I said, what? I said, a digital mind. All the pretty ladies, all the groupies and sororities are going all night long because all I think is batteries. And you don't want what I got. Cause I don't want the sun, I don't stop. And you don't want what I got. How you gonna beat a freaking robot, huh? I got a laser thing and I'm blinking lights. I'm like some better rappers with arm and knives. I gotta show stuff, what? I did a message like language. I was programmed to succeed and conquer every MC that I meet and download nasty badass beats and anything less I shall delete all systems. Check 1, 2, 1, 3. My hard drive reads the giant tree. Peace. Shake you. I hope to break you. Shake you. I hope to break you. Drink on green. Tell my name. You rock on.
She's got a knife like a rising sun. And don't let another day is done. I love her cause I know it won't last. That's what you get for a packing man. Come on.
try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. You can try the best you can. You can try the best you can. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough. Best you can is good enough.
We're back. Sorry about that. I had my mic muted for a second.
Woo!
All right. Ducky first says, "Dear Jake, why are you such a bastard? I wanted to give away an NPZR on my show, and you ruined it for me, fucker. Why did we make the NPZR untradeable? I forget.
Because one of the ingredients was such that it would encourage like multi-abuse a la the sober pills.
Ah, yeah.
If we were tradable.
Oh, yeah, right.
So... sorry, kids, but...
forgot about that.
Also, because we're bastards.
Yeah, we are fuckers and bastards.
Sometimes at the same time.
And Naked Juice says, any special content planned for Valentine's this year? Not any in-game content. We might do some other stuff.
Seems like IOK and Powder had something going, but...
yeah, oh, yeah, they've got
their... there's a PvP contest.
A PvP contest, though.
Because they're such hearts.
Yeah. Well, there was a huge massacre on St. Valentine's Day at one time.
That's true. Al Capone. I had to do a report on that for grade school once.
Mr. Weeble says, will the Crimbo gastronomic delicacies ever appear in the Hall of Records? P.S. No wobbling. Well, we're doing our best to eradicate all records of the consumption of those things. Unfortunately, there was a backup.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's nothing preventing it from showing up in the Hall of Records.
Unless it's just not picking them.
Yeah. TDM says, why would any staff require two hands to wield? So, yeah, let's talk about that some more.
Okay.
Just amongst themselves. I don't know. I
mean, Gandalf!
As much as I like the idea of... Yeah, see, we've been talking for a long time about putting in wands that were basically one-handed weapons that mysticality classes would use, but the more I think about it, the more I think that Gandalf would just kick the shit out of Harry Potter. I really think that staves are just...
I like to point out that Gandalf is not a human, is some sort of, like, semi-divine being, and Harry Potter is just a little kid.
Yeah, well...
All right, well...
But he'd still kick Harry Potter's ass.
Elminster would kick
He's a little
Harry
kid
Potter's
with a
ass.
Pussy wand. I mean, if he had a staff and Glamdring and was riding Shadowfax, maybe he'd be a little more of a badass. Yeah, but he's not, huh? Because he's just some little homo. I don't know if he's a homo.
Probably.
He totally could have gotten in Cho Chang's pants, but he blew it.
Yeah.
And by it, I mean Ron. I think he is a homo.
But I'm
you just alienated like half of our audience.
What, the Harry Potter
fans?
Yeah,
but
the homos?
The other half are going to be your biggest fans now.
Anyway, I like Harry Potter, but I just think I don't like the idea of people having. I mean, magic wands are just kind of. I mean, granted, we got the wand.
I was say we have a half a dozen in the game.
Half a dozen meaning one?
We have one.
We have like all the.
Oh yeah, the NetHack wands.
Oh, right.
But you can only have one of them.
That's only really one wand.
Yeah, that only counts as one.
I'm pretty much in favor of the Spirit of Regatoni / Special Sauce Glove sorts of things, making it to where staves are one-handed.
I kind of like the idea that when you put a Special Sauce Glove on your hand, you can then wield the staff with that hand.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's just really
funny. It's going to be complicated, I think. I mean,
not really.
Your mom is complicated.
I guess it won't. I mean, it's not going to be that complicated to code.
It would require a little bit of jankery with unequipping items, like especially for the Special Sauce Glove variety. If you equip the Special Sauce Glove, equip the staff, equip the offhand, and unequip the Special Sauce Glove, then there's problems.
Yeah, it's going to have to know to unequip the. I mean,
I wonder if maybe we shouldn't make it a separate skill from whatever it is that does now. That uses your mysticality to attack.
I mean, I've also thought about making it so the staffs... we've got a number of easy solutions here, one of which is just making all staffs one-handed weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I mean, making all magical staves one-handed weapons. I mean, like the big stick... And the basic meat staff would still be two-handed melee weapons. But just the wizard staves are a new class of items.
Hmm.
And I mean, maybe...
No, because I think it should require more training to use a staff that well.
Well, maybe you can't equip that kind unless you have the skill.
Well, like, no one can use a staff?
Yeah, it would just work like torso. Nobody could use the magical staves. People can use a stick.
It would be easier in that case just to sort of disassociate staves from sticks.
Yeah.
Like, the basic meat staff would be a one-handed stick instead of a staff.
Or
a
two-handed
would make
stick.
A little, which wouldn't make as much narrative sense, I guess. But if we were to do that, we would want to disassociate staves from two-handed stick.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, at that point, it would make more sense if the mysticality classes sort of crafted their own staves instead of them all being high-end meatsmithing recipes.
Yeah.
I mean...
That could be be sort of the intra class synergy thing we were talking about for like crafting.
I mean, I suppose. Check this out. Okay, what if there was somebody in the Mysticality Guild who could imbue your staff? So every staff in the game.
Would we name her Charcy?
Yeah. every staff in the game could gain the one-handed. Arcane staff complement, right? If you took him a linoleum staff, he could make something in. He could make it into a, you know, whatever linoleum staff of fiery doom or whatever, which would become a one-handed weapon that used mysticality to hit and had some mysticality class friendly enchantments on it. And so all of the regular staves in the game are still just sticks that may or may not be magical, but the staff. The wizard staff becomes like a new thing entirely.
That would require a bunch of extra item IDs.
How many staves are there? I feel like.
Well,
are
we going to add more though?
Maybe, but I feel like there are right now. There are only like 10.
Hmm.
I mean,
it's not like it's hard to add new items.
Yeah.
Point.
I mean, so basically, like, yeah, that it would be cool if there was some kind of limit on it. I mean, if you had to spend 10 turns imbuing a staff,
yeah.
or something,
and had so to provide the special ingredients.
Of yeah, you had to bring yeah. him something for every staff. He required a staff and some specific ingredients, but he would tell you, like, you would yeah. show him a staff, and he would say, "Well, there are three things I can do with that. I can make it into a staff of fiery doom if you bring me, you know, 5 hellion cubes.
I could turn it into a staff of sleazy doom by bringing me 5 leather yeah. masks."
So I mean,
sleazy doom is kind of funny.
I mean, so that way, once you, I mean, so it would, I mean, make it something that required a significant investment to get one. But then once you had it, you could pull it on your next run if you wanted to use it, you know. And you just, it would be like, it would become like the shirt skill. The problem with that is that it has to be coded differently for that friggin' glove. Because you're right. I mean, if you have the glove equipped, then you equip a staff, and then you unequip the glove.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, maybe yeah. we should just get rid of the special sauce glove.
No, I mean.
Well, because the other class
doesn't have it. Yeah, then sorcerers would have no way of using it.
So we could give them a skill, too. Well, no, that would be stupid. Huh. This is something we haven't quite thought out.
Completely. Yeah, I mean, this is just us brainstorming.
Yeah,
we're on here. Listening, yeah.
yeah.
But I don't know. I can't imagine people are that upset.
Let's see here. Simon M77 asks, with all the new off-handed items, are any of the two-handed weapons going to be changed to one-hand? Can we expect any types of new items like shields for offhand?
Riff keeps pushing for ore shields that are different from the bucklers.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that would be another good steel cover turtle tamer sort of cross. Like the way the helmet turtles used to work, where you had to get these
8 stacks from the
yeah.
Staff yeah.
Covers. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think that it would be... once we have it where every class, or almost every class, has a crafting skill or a super crafting skill, I'm totally in favor of making different combinations to be able to turn out different sorts of things. Like, the seal cover high-end crafting skill and the, I don't know, sorcerer high... or advanced crafting skill would be, create some sort of new weapon or sauce that... you could only create if you had both skills.
Hmm.
Sort of like the way the Hell Ramens work and the reagent pastas.
Well, I mean, the high-end crafting skills, we're meshing them all together. And that's why it's taking so long to even think about them, is because they're all having to... The Seal Clubber consumable crafting thing has turned into a sort of reagent factory for every other crafting skill at the high levels.
Yeah, so,
and so
progress is slow because
there's some interesting stuff going on. We've got some cool ideas, and by cool I mean ripped straight out of World of Warcraft. But yeah, you know, so. Shadow Guy says, not sure if this is fixed yet, but there's a bug where if you select the Star Guard from the outfit menu, you're able to equip the Star Buckler with a two-handed weapon. We fixed that this morning.
Mm.
Baby Gasoline Fairy says, how come everybody's being forced to use Server 4? Because Flush Online stopped. And Naked Juice said, hot stuff posted on the forums. Was it a blue moon or was I hallucinating?
Yeah.
Nah, see, he's in town, and so he's actually working instead of just playing
World of Warcraft.
Playing World of Warcraft all the goddamn time.
He does that anyway.
I never should have. I made him buy it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, so it's all your fault.
I made him start playing it. Because
I protested greatly. I said, you don't want me to do this. And he's like, no, really. It'll be fun.
I mean, apparently it was very, very fun.
It is.
I still refuse to play World of Warcraft.
Tara Bull says, what were you thinking rolling out offhand weapons with the majority of the weapons in the kingdom being two-handed? Who do you expect to use this? Why did you not change weapons once?
We did change weapons first a long time ago when we added
we didn't change
to weapons.
Yeah,
remember that? That was because we had decided to do an offhand slot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we didn't do it once, though.
That's true, we didn't do it once.
Babat56 says, will the enchanted tooth become offhand or off-mouth?
Enchanted the enchanted tooth pick.
Yeah, no, that's just been made... one equipable at a time.
What sort of a smiley uses a colon and an H?
A colon and an H. It's like a guy who got hit in the face with the narrow end of an I-beam.
The I-beam's still there.
Yeah. He's smoking it like a cigar.
Wow. Wonder what kind of fire
he's hardcore, man.
Istanbul suggests we name the dog Felonia. AC Cog suggests Presby. which I'm not sure where that is. Zarin Denitros says Pixel. That's a cat's name. Yeah. Gorblack says name her Radio Bugbear.
How about how about Gift Shop Guy?
Name the dog.
So? Double irony.
The Tristero says, idea for the next familiar, goddamn shout filter. Attacks as a goat and attacks as a lime. While equipped, all chatting will show up as shouting.
Would the word goddamn to be part of a familiar name?
Moorbank suggests Rasputin von Bonaparte the Third.
That's hard to remember. What's
it
the
is.
Dinner instead?
I thought Rasputina is a cool name for him.
Not is really. That like Hitlerina?
Hitlerette. Genia says, can we get some new one-handed ranged weapons to make offhand items useful to Moxie classes? There is currently, what, two one-handed ranged weapons in the game?
Yeah, the Disco Ball and the Can of Maces.
No, there's three then, the Fake Snow.
Oh, yeah.
So
I thought the Disco Ball was a combat use item.
No, it's a weapon. It's a weapon. A ranged weapon, and it's also one-handed.
Naked Juice says, there are people still with two Starbucklers equipped. One is accessory and one is offhand.
I can fix that right now.
Yeah, we'll do a sweep on that.
I should have. I thought I had swept those. I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay,
that
Count D says, can you make the text for the notes a fixed width font? I've seen two people request that. I would like it if it was that way.
This you could just do style font family equals
career.
Yeah. But I mean, I just don't know. I mean, that lets you put a lot less data in that box going across.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it also lets serious reduction.
It
lets you create maps. It lets you make maps, yeah, which is cool. But it's like a quarter of the. I mean, you can get like a quarter of the text in there.
Yeah, but how much width do you need?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
maybe it could be another choice. Just put font.
Yeah, that's so trifling, you know.
No worse than like the mushroom plot thing I put in, where people are like, I want one click mushroom reap. And I'm like, oh, okay.
And then you get a flag to set for one click reaping.
Yeah.
Huh. Really? I never saw that.
It's something like added sort of after the fact.
Death.com for one-click reaping.
Yeah. But yeah, I can also just do that for you if you'd like. I mean, it would be pretty easy. If you want me to do
change,
it.
Yeah, do change to fixed width font, change to variable width font.
Yeah.
In tiny letters underneath the thing.
And should the letters also be white?
The letters should all be L. And yes, they should be white.
Okay, I'm going to do that. So y'all are going to hear me typing, which is extremely...
Actually, maybe it should just be little brackets with ABC in Courier
or in Arial. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Do you think people would notice that or...
I mean,
if they were underlined, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it would look like an equip link, except
so that it's... Just do like fonts, colon, then ABC in Courier, then ABC.
Just ABC. ABC.
All right.
Just in Courier if the thing is currently in Arial. In Arial if the thing is currently in...
Yeah. All right, well, I'll play with it.
But cool. Only A's, B's, and C's should show up in that particular font.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's totally possible.
Yeah. Basically, we're going to replace the text area with, like, a Java applet.
And you can acquire new equipment that will allow you to change the fonts for more characters.
That would be really funny. The internet is just crawling. I don't know if I can do this while I'm on air. Let's see, is there something I'm not writing anything? Weird. So, somebody answer a question.
Oh, sorry, yeah, I don't know.
This is, a radio show.
The Nose of Cthulhu says, Flaming Crutch should be an offhand item, although it would probably damage you. It'd be kind of funny to have an offhand item that just did, like, 2 points of damage every turn.
Ow. Maybe you should unequip this. Ow.
Sorry, sir, your taco fell in the fryer, I'll get it.
Ow!
What's that?
The Simpsons, I think.
Uh-huh. Mike DePoor says, I'm having problems trying to play Crackrox the Barbarian. I cannot move anywhere. Is there anything you can do to help, or am I screwed? Use the number pad, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it works in Firefox.
Yeah, I was never able to get it in any browser I tried.
Wow, really?
You get to the end of the game, and it just starts over.
That was probably only Firefox and Safari I tried it in.
I could never beat Crackrox.
I mean, even if you beat it, there's no ending.
It just starts over. And
yeah. No, it doesn't even start over. You're just trapped in this empty room.
No, it started over for me.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Really?
No, yeah.
I never got past like the third or fourth.
You get the green.
Yeah, you
ampersand.
get the emerald ampersand,
and then it starts over. I swear, and I went through it like three times in rapid. You can get really fast at it if you learn how to like avoid the bad guys.
Huh? So you've dirty exploited your way through a game that I wrote 5 years ago and don't even care about.
Yeah.
Never balanced at all. Yeah. I like that game though. It was fun making it. I spent a lot of time on it and then never.
I wrote a Crackrox reference into one of the guild quests.
Oh yeah.
I think one of the epic pants is Crackrox's loincloth.
Yeah. Neville Dink Jacoby asks, I would like to challenge Xenophobe to a Guinness jug. Loser buys the next round. Will he be in St. Louis? No, I won't be in St. Louis because I don't want to travel. And B, I don't drink anymore, so no.
And C, that answer was in Courier.
Yeah. So since I didn't know I could talk in fonts, this is awesome.
You should see.
Left says, awesome. Hey, my annoying pitchfork doesn't appear to be working. What's up? Did anything change with that?
So I don't know.
It's working.
Yeah, what do you mean by not work? Do you mean it's not fixing, it's not giving you the next bit of the quest, or do you mean that it's not aggravating monsters properly?
And if, how can you tell?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's possible that you're just
insane.
It's possible that it's doing what it's supposed to, but you're not aware of how that actually works, given, because there's a lot of complicated stuff that goes on that...
It's familiar equipment.
Yeah, and that... May or may not.
Man.
It's complicated. It might not be broken. I'm sorry.
Celsus says,
we're really useful and informative.
I mean, nothing should have changed about it.
Yeah.
Nothing has changed.
Celsus says, the proposed stacking of elemental resistance makes me happy in my pants. That is all. Yeah.
Vidalia says major, and then Vidalia says major again, which actually, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe we could just have one word describe the level of elemental resistance and then just repeat it, depending on how many levels you have. So minor.
Yeah, so I did major, and then we can do the catch-22 joke.
I did come up with a list of eight quantitative adjectives that start with an M. Minor, meager, middling, moderate, modest, major, monumental, and mighty.
That's
magnificent.
I think meager would be the first one.
I was thinking about meager.
Is less than minor.
Well, I was thinking about that, but then... See, here's the problem. If we have each item that's giving either 10, 20, or 30% resistance...
You can't use the same M's.
The third one's... if we use the same M's, the highest you could possibly get is going to be, like, middling. Which, you know,
sounds unimpressive.
Yeah, it sounds unimpressive, and, I mean, it's the maximum that any specific item can do.
Then
yeah.
We use three different...
See, I did minor, moderate, and serious for the items... I mean, I think it's fine if only one of the scales is all M's.
But is there going to be a readout that gives you your total amount of them?
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the character sheet.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll tell you your total.
Maybe the item scale should be S's, and the ones in the character manual can be M's.
S's, slight.
Scant.
And
slight, some, and serious.
Saskatchewan.
Sandwich.
Significant.
Sandwich.
Is there a somewhat? Yeah. But that doesn't make any sense.
Somnambulist.
Somewhat esque.
It's like there's somebody is like, I don't know if it's just like the radio show or
silly
something, but like I can't type in SSH at all. Are you running?
I'm running BitTorrent.
Oh, thank you.
I'm only getting like 4K a second, though.
But you probably also have a whole bunch of connections open, which are...
Yeah, wow, that's a terrible idea during the radio show, by
Oops.
The way.
I didn't
really
know.
Riff, you're not allowed to run BitTorrent if there's anyone else in this room.
Okay.
That's basically because Zeno or I is always going to be doing something that BitTorrent really messes with. So,
yeah. So it, either you need to get a client that can actually throttle
that's,
your connection.
Well, no, because I didn't turn that on today. It just must have never gotten turned off from when I went to bed last night.
Yeah. Slight so-so and serious.
So-so is kind of funny. So-so sleaze.
I think, yeah, so-so is actually really... It's nice. Yeah.
It was also in a cryptic crossword that we did yesterday.
I managed to hook Jick on cryptic crosswords because
substantial.
That's what me is everyone here.
Yeah, substantial.
Except Xenophobe. Xenophobe doesn't care.
I'm not smart enough to help you guys at all.
Neither is anybody. It's just that between us.
I did want
but
to
I'm not smart enough to offer
well,
any
okay,
help.
Nobody except Hot Stuff is smart enough to do that.
Friggin' MIT bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna do the mystery hunt next year, and I'm willing to extend pretty much an open invitation to anybody who plays KOL.
Anybody who plays KOL.
We're gonna win, and we're gonna do it through the brute use of manpower.
Does that mean that the following one, you guys would get to?
That would mean that yeah, if we win the mystery hunt next year,
not
we
so much get to us.
We could make
have to write the next year. We have a lot of ideas because my team has been trying pretty seriously.
You could make a Kingdom of Loathing puzzle.
Hey, yeah. Chick, close questlog.php on your session.
So
okay,
thank you, sir.
We do all of our CVS via VIM swap files.
Yes.
It's great.
And they could juice it. Who made that so much depends on a slash C wheelbarrow joke? That was fucking awesome. No, that was me. Which, I'm Hot Stuff.
Wait, what's the joke?
I don't get it.
You guys... Oh, never mind. the poem, so much depends on a red wag. Never mind.
Yeah.
You've got a...
Oh, wait.
You've read this poem before in your life.
I must have. I feel like it must be in...
It's like one of the shortest, most famous poems.
Who's it by?
I forget.
So much depends on a red wagon?
A red wheelbarrow, I think. Wagon.
Okay,
I don't remember.
So here's a sort of a segue from our current weird conversation. Fecal Matter asks, this may sound like a strange question, but what are Jick, Zeno, Riff, and Hot Stuff's views on the meaning of life? I'm going to say that the meaning of life is to inconvenience as many people as possible.
I use 3D view, and like I have the camera follow slightly behind my head.
Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good movie, but I thought Life of Brian was better.
Wait a minute. Well, I don't get Hot Stuff's answer.
Never mind.
So don't. Just try to think of another way to completely miss the point of the question.
What is the...
We're answering what our views on the meaning of life are.
Our views on the meaning of life. I get it.
I actually answered the question, then Hot Stuff sort of danced around it, then Riff danced around it a little more. And then
Star Jones is my favorite cast member of The View.
Nice.
Shadow Guy says, sorry, but your applause sounds more like a shitload of rain. Well, you know what they say, it's better to have a shitload of rain than a rainload of shit.
I don't think people actually say that.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not sure anyone ever said
William
that.
Carlos Williams. So much depends on a red wheelbarrow.
I will alarm Islamic owls. That's an anagram of William Carlos Williams. Did every modern humorist did this thing that was like, what if poets wrote poems, the titles of which were anagrams of their name?
Yeah.
And Basho has B.O. It was a haiku about the monk wearing winter clothes in summer. I forget what some of the others were just really funny. Like, because they managed to, like, they made fun of poets in a really arbitrary way. It was, yeah.
Al Gore asks, who would you think would win in a fight, Thundercats or Captain Planet and the Planeteers?
Oh, the Thundercats would totally kick those fags' asses.
Yeah, I would say so, too. I mean, all they would have to do is modify the Thunder Tank, sludgy water at Captain Planet, and it would just drop.
Yep, they've got a samoflange, man.
Yeah,
the fuck is a samoflange?
it's an actual like device. I just don't know what it does.
What, really?
A samoflange? Yeah.
I don't think that's
it's,
right.
You can. I'm sure you can order one on the internet.
Oh, if you can, then I'm so there.
Okay, so I have read that Red Wheelbarrow poem in one or another college English class that I took, like a literary criticism course or something. I hate college English classes. I'd rather just buy the books and read just collections of poetry and short stories and stuff. I'm looking up Samoflange on Frugal, and it doesn't match any product.
Wow, a lot of these questions kind of suck.
I don't think there is any such thing as a Samoflange.
Huh. This is a great radio show. I'm trying to find a question, but I can't find one that I want to answer because they're all weird ones. That, let's see here. Hero 777777777 says, "How does boxes giving meat drops make sense?"
You can hold more meat.
Oh,
I mean, the limiting factor whenever you've been gathering meat from monsters has really been how much meat you can pick up before the corpse decays or whatever.
So before it turns into pixels and streams away.
So basically, it works exactly like Oregon Trail.
Yes.
Yeah, but with less dysentery.
And then fewer bullets. Mm. Baby has drank.
More Lewis, less Clark.
I remember once going
more
to,
Martin
going to a,
and Lewis
Walmart
than Lewis
and
Clark. That,
and we were buying a bunch of toilet paper so we could toilet paper somebody's house. And it was like Halloween, and we're buying like a 48-pack of toilet paper. And the woman behind the counter is like, "Going TPN, huh?" And I'm like, "Nah, we have dysentery." And I don't think she laughed. I did, though. So did Mr. Skullhead. That was the time we thought we were going to get the shit beat out of us by these football players who always used to hassle us in the cafeteria, because we were running from the house that we had just toilet papered back towards our own houses, which were like two houses apart, and suddenly this truck like screeches to a halt next to us, and it's these football players that we think are going to kick our ass, and they're like, "Going for a little run, huh?" We're like, "Yeah." They're like, "Not toilet paper in anybody's house or anything, are you?" And we're like, "No." And then Mr. Skullhead was like, "Oh, dude, our pulse rates are totally dropping. We gotta get back up to speed." And he's like bolted into an alley.
Oh, hey, Jake, you want to do something else for me?
Do I want to do which? What?
Change the ownership of the quest log file to where the group is, the group that I can edit. Because I can't edit it because it's a read-only file for me.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
How do I change a group?
Do a CHGRPE, then...
Okay, actually I could do change own username dot group.
Yeah, that too. Oh, hey, the ugly cell stuff thing also has the same problem. So I'm gonna
why don't I just do that to star.php then?
Because it wouldn't work on the file that I wrote that...
Aha. Oh, well.
This is... So in case any of you have ever wondered what it's like to be at the office just sitting there and being bored, this is pretty much how it is. So I'm sure everyone is dreadfully excited. Ricker Scott asks me to create an exchange server for KOL for people in a clan to sync up. No, that's too much work. Also, it would be weird, and for other reasons that I don't feel like enumerating because I don't think they actually exist. Let's see here. Someone that wants a pangalactic gargoyle.
Tobias says... Oh, sorry, what?
Nothing, I was just... Go ahead.
Tobias said... I find it hard to hear you guys, because we don't actually have any kind of for real setup here. We're just wearing headphones and listening to each other in the same room, and I can't hear a goddamn thing. Tobias says, "Are containers / backpacks getting put back in the game, or was the enchantment on them just a cool bonus for those who have them?"
Neither. Probably.
Yeah, for the most part. Who knows?
I was just trying to get rid of the references to carrying capacity in the game, because we continue to get admin messages about that all the time.
If to what?
Carrying capacity.
Oh, yeah.
So just, trying to make Lyania's life easier.
Do we suck yet?
I don't know.
We still apparently, a Samoflange minutes. Is not a real thing, but I could have sworn I'd seen one in the catalog.
You're World of Warcraft.
No. But I thought I had seen one in a catalog. There must be some sort of specific kind of flange that I thought was...
I think there's a thing called a reverse oscillating klystron. Maybe that's what
has
you saw.
Nothing to do with
no, but it's a similar sounding sort of thing.
Like a left-handed smoke shifter.
Yeah. or
have you heard, have you heard of
headlight fluid?
Heard the phrase left-handed smoke shifter?
It sounds like, I'm assuming it's one of those things that military guys send the new dude out to the warehouse to get some of.
Yeah, like a rear manifold exhaust spring.
Yeah. Left-handed star nose mole gear.
Left-handed chopsticks.
Moss-covered three-handled credenza.
Okay, I'm looking at, I'm seeing a list of these.
There, I can buy a bunch of servo flanges, which I think is what is what I'm thinking of. Oh well, Samo servo, same old, same old.
Right.
Oh, that's something I need to get out, bring out here is my Tom Servo puppet.
You have a Tom Servo?
Yeah, homemade from Mystery Science Theater.
No shit,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, he needs a new dome. My stupid ass roommates in the dorm busted the dome, but I've got a spare.
Hot.
You should just get another gumball machine for it.
I've got one somewhere. Actually, it might be here.
You could just make a new Tom Servo then.
Well, no, because there's a lot of other parts that you can't get.
Oh, really? You actually made you? Did they have somewhere plans for what they actually used to make
yeah.
the original one?
Oh, yeah, awesome. And I got all the ones I could find that still actually exist, and the rest of them I got. I found a guy online who had them and could make plastic reproductions of them.
Wow, like what? What was it that...
The big main barrel is like a bank, like an antique bank. And the black things on the sides are vacuum-formed from a particular type of science fiction electric train. And the, yeah, stuff like that. The shoulders are made from a kind of flashlight that aren't any, that doesn't exist anymore, and...
A kind of
I have a partial crow built too, but he's not as finished.
Tordek has a suggestion. He says another mall suggestion. I don't know about you, but stores that are packed with several pages worth of items annoy me. As much as I hate meat sinks, perhaps we could make larger stores more expensive, make people buy shelf space for their store, as it were. I just had a thought that maybe we could make larger stores unlockable content based on ascensions.
Hmm.
Because that would keep the newbie stores small. And the
I mean, it would kind of suck to have to suddenly just dump everybody's mall store inventory back into there. You know, like, to suddenly limit that, like, in the middle of everybody's ascension runs. I mean, I feel
you
like...
You could do it in such a way that you didn't lose everything that was currently in your store, but you couldn't add new items.
We would still have the same problem, because... I mean, you couldn't add new items until you took out enough items to go below the...
Right. That's okay.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like the idea of it being limited, but it would just piss too many people off. I mean, I like the idea of it always being limited.
Yeah.
You know, I like the idea of it having always been limited, but it just wasn't.
I guess it would promote a bunch of multis where each multi had a store that was 10 items.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, that wouldn't make... I guess that makes searching worse and usability a little bit better. Like, when you click on a store that's just filled with crap, it's really annoying. It takes a long time to load.
Yeah.
At least it's
not... Palpy says, if you want to get on This American Life, the key is not to be just funny, but also a little sad. Be more sad. Yeah, that's true.
We could punch you in the balls a bunch of times.
We don't have the bittersweet angle going.
I think we need to sacrifice one of the members of the dev team.
Not it.
Yeah, I call not it.
We could all lose our legs in some kind of accident. Or just one leg each, so we would genuinely be asymmetric. I mean, not just in the sense of, you know, dressing to one direction or the other, but...
Would we have to then only hire people that were also asymmetric in some way?
Yeah, we can hire Stephen Colbert because he's got that thing where one of his ears is fucked up and sticks out. Lyle Lovett is all kinds of asymmetric. Yeah. In fact, Lyle Lovett is always the example of why people whose faces exhibit very little symmetry are incredibly ugly.
He's an honorary staff member, I think.
Lyle Lovett?
Sure, why not?
He has a large band.
It's a what?
It's Lyle Lovett and his large band.
That's I think you said his large band. I was like, what have you not told us about your relationship to Lyle Lovett?
Gyric points out that the French had nothing to do with seal clubbing, but it was Inuit Eskimo.
What are you talking about?
I believe to continue to believe that it's the French, just because that...
Frenchies are funny.
Yeah.
The French traded in furs, and we all know that the only fur in Canada is seal fur.
I believe and hockey seal players. Fur.
Is that what you said? The only fur in Canada is seal clubber fur?
Seal fur, not seal clubber fur. Oh, wait, are you suggesting that all seal clubbers are furry?
Yes. Are furry.
Are furries.
Furry.
Anthropomorphic fox duck clubbers. Oh, man.
Yeah.
In Zergney says, will the comfy blanket be an offhand item? It would make me feel like Linus from Peanuts.
That's kind of funny.
DeCyclops says, embedded MIDI would be awesome, and it would also be a way of telling all your workmates, hey, look at me, I'm fighting the naughty sorcerers when I should be working. Eminon176 says, I'm only thinking about three people who would be upset with offhanding hockey sticks.
Are there only three people with multiple hockey sticks? If it really is that few...
Maybe we could cut a deal with them.
Yeah.
By which we
offhand
them and then say sorry.
Yeah.
By which we cut them and then say, here's the deal.
We're going to be making the hockey sticks offhand. And if you complain about it, we're going to cut you some more.
I think that should be policy for a large number of things.
Other people are saying the annoying pitchfork doesn't seem to be working unless it's the same person saying that again.
I will test it then.
How about a Mr. Offhand that gives plus 10 and is, of course, offhand? Any thought to changing some of the NS parts, says Ragnapok, such as the perplexing doors question, which posed no puzzle to ascenders? I have no idea if you're even seeing this. Sorry for repetition. Oh.
Is he saying that the code...
No, he's saying,
Riddles.
The riddles.
The least satisfying element of the Naughty Sorcerer's Quest to me.
Really?
We need new riddles.
I don't dislike it. I thought it was... I didn't get spoiled on
that. I know, but I mean, that to me was us running out of ideas at that point.
Huh.
And deciding to make it riddles, like, instead of having anything...
But it also is thematically consistent with the items that you get that... then is thematically consistent with how you... You know what I mean? Like, I thought it built really well into each other.
Well, I never thought about it as though I were some kind of literature homo.
I'm going to
thank you for unlocking these new perspectives, huh, Stuff?
Man, Stuff, you can't win for losing.
I know. This is a really good example of what our working relationship is like.
We got about, 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, do we?
Yeah. I'm working on the quest thing, right? Font quest thing.
Font quest?
Moob says, I would like to see a KOL bumper sticker that reads, I PvP'd your mom. Turbo Turtle says, so what's the point of three-handed items if two-handed is enough to keep you from equipping offhand stuff? They're funny. Banjui points out what we were talking about earlier. Gandalf also dual-wielded a staff and a sword. That's what I'm saying, man.
Staff totally.
Plus Glamdring. And then you're all just like, badass!
Glamdring sounds like an anagram of something.
That DDD sounded really not badass.
Look at me, I'm a badass! Whee! Diddle-diddle-dee!
Oh, boy. Simon M77 says, why not just make a glove slot, similar to the weapon, shirt, pants, etc.? Your mom's a glove slot.
I was waiting for that.
I don't even know what that means. Then ABJR also says, maybe a glove should be its own equipable slot. I don't know about that. Terrible.
The annoying pitchfork is working as it should. unless the fight code is broken where higher power monsters are not giving you more experience, the pitchfork is doing what it's supposed to.
Okay. Terrible says, I am foaming at the mouth in anticipation of the ability to create staves. Yeah, I think I like that idea, the more that I think about
it. Yeah, I agree.
It's really complicated.
It's not really.
It's complicated, but it's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's. I think that if to get a one-handed magical staff, you have to really sacrifice something on one run. You have to spend some time farming something. You know, so it's something that may not ever be worth it in a hardcore run.
We're having some puppy training issues.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's time for us to get off the air.
And slaughter the
Thank
puppy.
God. This has been 2 hours.
Vimes 177 suggests calling the dog Dyslexia, which I think is actually kind of cool.
You could call it Dixie for short.
We could also, wouldn't that make it a god?
So would its last name be Erect?
Dixie Erect.
What? Or, well, I guess it would just be Erect, not Erect.
All right, we're gonna play a song and hand off to North America. Are they? Ah, the mini bosses are on the network drive.
Media in the directory, the mini bosses.
In the directory media, the mini bosses.
And just sort of as a last treat for everyone, I've added the change that makes you able to change the font within the quest log.
Oh, awesome.
Woot. And it turns out that it uses the exact same amount of horizontal space. The box just gets a little wider.
The box gets wider.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's a per character box. It's not a.
Yeah.
But how does it determine character width for a variable width font, though?
Magic.
Right. I would say magic.
Huh. That's weird. What are we gonna play? Let's play the Kid Icarus theme song. That's nice and short. And I like Kid Icarus. All right. Good night, kids.
Good night, kids.
We'll I'll see you Monday. These guys will see you Thursday.
Later, gang.
And by see, he means you'll hear us.
Yeah. Or not, if you don't listen.
Seeing is the inverse of hearing.
And it's also believing.
Good night, everybody.